Hello there. This is Robin Bremer, author, podcaster, and blogger at robinbremer.net. You can also find me on iTunes at Robin Bremer Kingdom Life. Today I want to share with you about how you were created to have a supernatural, natural relationship with God as your Father. And the best way to show this to you is by going back to the first time that God is talked about, and that is in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, it says that God walked with man, with Adam and Eve, in the cool of the day in the garden. And that shows right there that God physically, whether it was in the form of God or in the form of Jesus, which I suspect it was in the form of Jesus, because he came to earth later on in the form of a physical body. So I would think that it would be in Jesus. Either way, God walked in the flesh, or in the form of flesh, where Adam and Eve could see, taste, touch, and smell with God. Some people suggest that it was in the spirit realm, but let me prove to you why it wasn't in the spirit realm. First of all, he walked in the cool of the day, and he walked with Adam and Eve. And when Adam and Eve sinned and they hid themselves, you don't hide yourself from a spirit. You hide yourself from another physical being. So they hid themselves from God when they sinned. But if you don't agree with that, if you don't see that point, let me take it a step further and go a little bit further. And this part will close the deal. It said that because Adam and Eve sinned, blood was now required of them. So God killed an animal and put the skins of an animal on Adam and Eve. Now, a spirit could not kill a physical animal and put physical skins on physical people. So that was the first shedding of the blood. So you know that right there, that proves that God physically walked on earth, like I said, whether it was Jesus or God, physically fellowshipped in the natural, in the flesh, in the physical realm, on earth with Adam and Eve. Because when he killed an animal, he had to take a physical knife and physically kill a physical animal and physically skin it and physically dry that skin and physically put that skin on Adam and Eve. And a spirit can't do that because a spirit is in the spirit realm. So that proves that God physically walked in bodily form with Adam and Eve in the garden. Now, he had fellowship with them. And another thing was that God brought the physical animals on the earth and told Adam to name them. And he named all of the physical animals. And so he brought them to Adam, and Adam named them. And that was the fellowship that God wanted to have with man, is a continuous fellowship. And so if you look at it from Genesis, from the beginning, the original fellowship God had with man, you know that God wants to fellowship with you. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned and they, blood was required and it cost the life of the animal that was skinned and put on Adam and Eve as a covering, a physical covering, where I believe before they had a spiritual covering. I believe the glory was their covering. And now they went from the spiritual realm and the physical realm being blended together to just the physical realm. And now they had their eyes and their ears were closed in the spirit realm to hearing, seeing, tasting, smelling, and feeling in the spirit realm. All they had left was the physical realm until Jesus came, or the Holy Spirit was on people in the flesh, in the natural realm, in the Old Testament, but he would come and go until the New Testament, where he remains in us instead of on us. So that shows you that God wanted a physical relationship with us. Now, if you go to John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that whoever should believe in him should have eternal life. And then I believe it's in the book of John. It talks about, and this is eternal life, that you may know God. And that means intimately know him, like Adam knew his wife Eve and she became pregnant. That means intimately, not necessarily physically, but intimately. So God's desire was to intimately know you. And through the blood of Jesus, we can intimately know God once again, like we did in the garden of Adam and Eve. Now, the supernatural is natural for a Christian. A Christian should be walking in the supernatural. Because once again, we've been restored to having our spiritual senses open, and along with our physical senses. So we should be able to experience the same thing that was experienced. The Bible says, taste and see that God is good. It says that our spiritual eyes would be open. And if you look at Elijah and his servant Gehazi, or whatever his name is, when they were surrounded, he said, open his eyes, Lord, that he can see. And then he saw the chariots fire with the horsemen. That was seeing into the spiritual realm. It was always there, but it can't always be seen. So, and also we can hear, there's different scriptures about hearing in the spiritual realm. A prophet hears, and so on. We can hear. So taste, smell, all of our spiritual, all of our physical things are copies of the spirit realm, because we are a spirit, and we live in a body, and we have a soul. And so the spirit realm is a copy of the, or the physical realm is a copy of the spirit realm. So we know in the spirit we can taste, hear, smell, and feel with our spiritual body and our spiritual senses. And eternal life is to know God. And that is the whole purpose and the whole goal, that Jesus came and died on the cross, that we would have intimate fellowship and come to know God intimately and have supernatural daily relationships. So it's natural for Christians to have fellowship and relationship with a supernatural God, to hear him, to experience the supernatural realm, experience the hosts of heaven, and see and experience the supernatural realm. And a lot of Christians are afraid of this because they think that they're getting into the new age. But you know what? The new age and the occult is only an imitation, or a not forgery, but it's a copy of the original. The original belongs to the Christian, and then they have taken a copy of the original as close as possible as they could get, and has created the new age and the occult. And so the supernatural is natural to the Christian, and it's something that we can and should be experienced on a regular daily basis. So I hope I've convinced you that in the physical realm you should be experiencing the supernatural, that it's normal, and that the supernatural is something we all should walk in, and it's God's desire. Sin just came and got in the way, and God had to take care of sin in order to be restored to having relationships with his family. Well, that's it for today. And until next time, have a blessed day.
For more teachings and ministering from Robin Bremer, be sure to visit Robin's website at www.robinbremer.net. Until next time, we pray that your eyes would be open to receive everything that the blood of Jesus paid for you to have.